641, 1320 WILS. Let's try camera one more time, Mike. I want to get her on. If not, then see if Martin can come on earlier. Look, the big news, and it's going to be news all night long, all day long tomorrow, probably the rest of the week, we'll certainly be talking about it, is the firing of James Comey. As you heard, we discussed it earlier. John LaBoulay was here. He said this is what he believes is happening here is that Director Comey was fired because of his investigation into the Russian connection with the Trump campaign. The Trump administration, though, has come out saying that the Justice Department recommended his firing due to his handling of the Clinton emails. Let me interrupt myself for a second. Yeah, give Martin a call. Let's get him on, and then we'll follow up with camera. Mr. Comey, he was leading the investigation into whether members of the Trump campaign colluded with Russia to influence the 2016 election. President Trump wrote in a letter to Comey dated today, quote, "While I greatly appreciate you informing me on three separate occasions that I'm not under investigation, I nevertheless concur with the judgment of the Department of Justice that you are not able to effectively lead the Bureau." President Trump adding in the letter, quote, "It is essential that we find new leadership for the FBI that restores public trust and confidence in its vital law enforcement mission." And that's just the beginning. You're going to hear a lot more about it tonight. Let's get to what's happening beyond this story. Let's talk about the future of your job. The future is that the robots are going to change the job landscape dramatically. But even now, job openings are at an eight-month high. Martin Yate with us, author of Knock 'Em Dead, The Ultimate Job Search Guide, 2017. Martin, great to have you on WILS.
Michael, good to be with you. Good evening, everyone.
You come out with these, what, every year, right?
This particular book we update every year because it's a short book, 385 pages, 4 hours of video and a resume review. It's just a little thing. But it's about the most complete of all the books. It covers everything about job search and career management.
Okay. So right now, I mean, I guess people think, well, I'm going to search for a job. I'll get on my computer and start firing off some resumes. Where would you begin that process?
Well, I think where we begin is by remembering the first two lessons we learned in business, which is number one, the customer's always right. Number two, find out what they want and give it to them, and then think, how did I write my resume? Oh, I threw all that out the window and put on it what I thought was important.
Okay.
So we have to start by creating a resume that shows what we bring to the table based on the customers we're going to try and sell it to, what they need.
Now, are they even reading the resumes? You go online, you hit submit, you send your resume over. Is it a person reading it? Is it a computer? What is it?
Nah, well, if you have someone's name, you can get it to them. Otherwise, at some point, it's going to go into a database. And some of these databases, and this is an earlier wave of technology that caused joblessness, you know, way before the robots. These resume databases, now some of them have 500 million resumes. So now a resume has to be written. So the first of all, it's discoverable. What do I mean by discoverable? No one reads resumes for the hell of it. You know,
okay.
You don't come in and say, it's a lovely day, Lansing, let's read resumes today. The only people who ever go in these databases are headhunters and corporate recruiters, and they're looking to fill specific jobs. So your resume has to be focused on a specific job.
What are your chances when you go, first of all, what would you say are the best sites to go to apply for jobs nowadays?
Michael, nobody knows how many job sites there are in America.
Right.
There are that many.
Yeah.
I write a column for a Wall Street Journal subsidiary that white labels their job postings to 1,300 sites.
Yeah.
So, I mean, no one's got any idea. So there is
LinkedIn,
no best site. Biggest ones, Indeed.com, Monster, like that. But if we do in a job search today what everyone else does, we're going to get lost in the herd.
Indeed, Indeed.com, Monster. I know LinkedIn. Is LinkedIn a good place to look for jobs?
Yeah, LinkedIn. You've got to have a resume first. Then you've got to have a LinkedIn profile. The recruiters and the headhunters live LinkedIn. It's a good passive marketing tool to have. You can make it more active by joining the groups, not so much the jobs hunting groups as the groups relevant to your profession, because that's where the recruiters are. They look at places like LinkedIn as a honeypot.
Okay, so when you just submit without any other connection, you just see a job posting and you send your resume off, well, what are your chances of really getting any kind of response or a job?
Well, it depends if you've done that first thing we were talking about. Instead of writing a resume based on what you think it should say, mm-hmm. you start off by establishing what the customer wants to read and then write a resume that tells the story of what you bring to the table in those areas.
Right, but in a sense, your resume is your job history, right? How do you tell a different story compared to what you've actually done?
You sound like a full-grown man, and I bet there's two or three different jobs you could do.
Okay.
God forbid you ever have to look for one, right?
Well, I mean,
and with those two or three different jobs,
yeah.
you can either tell two or three different stories or try and put it all in one resume. Most people try to put everything in the one resume.
Okay.
And the problem with that is it lacks focus. And by focus, I mean it's not focused on one job, and therefore it's not data dense enough with the words, phrases, and acronyms the recruiters are plugging in to the applicant tracking system that helps them find resumes to get your resume to appear at the top.
Data dense. So you want to put in a fair amount of words in the resume, light resumes.
Yeah, they're called keywords, but it's not just stuffing in any keywords. It's knowing what the customers want and putting them in where you have them and in the right places within the resume. This part of a job search has become far more complex.
Interesting. The book is Knock 'Em Dead, The Ultimate Job Search Guide 2017. Martin Yeda is with us here on 1320 WILS. Should you go to every interview that's offered just to do the experience?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I just wrote a column for this for someone. When should I turn down a job interview? Never! Never! And this is why. If you look at all the skills you've got, everyone listening, think of all the professional skills you've got. I'll tell you what your two weakest skills are. How to get a job interview, and two, how to turn it into a job offer. And Michael started off this evening talking about the robots and the invasion.
Yeah.
There's almost 9 million people going to lose their jobs in the next 10 years because of robots. They're going to generate 7 million new jobs. Great if you happen to be a robotics engineer. We have recessions come by every 10 years, and we have since 7 to 10 years. We have since the Second World War. The last one peaked at 10% unemployment. That's another 12 million people. We've got 6 million people who are unemployed, discouraged, underemployed, or doing multiple jobs. Over the next 10 years, we're going to have way over 20% unemployment, something we've never had.
Right, so
we are entering an era of rolling recession.
So are we kind of at a peak right now? You think we're going to look back even a year or two from now and say, wow, that job market was great in May of 2017?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It all started in 1920, when one of the first banks in New York put computers on their desks. And every time there's been a recession since, business has automated. Recessions have lasted longer with more people laid off and taking longer to recover from. And technology is just picking up speed and picking up speed, and now we're replacing, really seriously replacing jobs.
So what are the jobs, if you're looking out and you want to have a job in 10 years, where would you really focus your energy in terms of developing skills right now?
Well, in terms of developing skills right now, I'd first of all look at what I knew about protecting myself. What I know at the moment is get an education, get a job, be hard, work hard, be loyal, hang on with 10 fingers, 10 toes, make sacrifices, lose a finger, hang on with 9, and you'll be fine. That's what we've all been taught. When we started having these technology layoffs, we were then told, oh, yes, you lost a job and it's terrible, but it was a rusty old job, and all you need is a nice, shiny new job. Go back to college again, get another education. And that just doesn't work anymore.
Right. No,
we have to stop this blind loyalty and start putting me Inc. first, Michael Inc. first, Martin Inc. first, and learning what it takes to put food on our table and keep a roof over our head without this blind loyalty that isn't returned.
Martin Yate, the book, the brand new book, is Knock 'Em Dead. Knock 'Em Dead, The Ultimate Job Search Guide 2017. Martin, great to have you on WILS. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Michael. God bless everyone. Have a great evening. Make good memories.